Heute überlegt Jerusalem. Die Gemara sagt, Boi Venetia lekrat Shabbos Kala Malkisa. Die Gemara sagt, Shabbos der Kufiutes. Die Gemara talks about in Perek HaManiach. Shabbos Kala Malkisa. And that is based on the Boi Chala, Shabbos Malkisa. That is based, what we say by Vishalom is based on that Gemara. Before we go, if we'll get there today, we'll just try to learn a little bit of Ramazim in this Gemara and see the Makar for these Ramazim, why these Ramazim have a Pshat. This Gemara it says, and the same Charuz that it says, L'chodeidi l'kras Kala, that Shabbos is a Kala, and Knesset Israel, Taviyochol, has a zivug with Shabbos, as the Gemara said, as Chazal tell us, that Shabbos doesn't. Oh, ben zug in Knesset Israel, yir ben zugoch, and the zug is, as the Mashal says, that Shabbos is the kala, and we are the ben zug of Shabbos. We said before in the Charuzim that kihi mekar abracha, Shabbos is the mekar abracha, meaning that that's what it says. In Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Yisrael, that's printed in every Zmiris, Ahu Yoyma Mizbarach Menei, that on that day is Mizbarach Menei, Kol Shitte Yoyma, all the 6 days of the week come from Shabbos. That's what it means, Kihi Mekar Rabracha. Shabbos is the Mekar Rabracha. That means the whole Mezoinis of the whole week comes from Shabbos. But it says in Zohar HaKadosh that it says more than that. It says Kol Yoyme Iloin, and it says Beit Talia Kol Berichas Adela'ela Udelatata. It's not only the Mekar Abracha for this world; it's the Mekar Abracha in all the Olamos Shabbos. Side the Yoyme Iloin and side the Yoyme Tatoin. There's 2 days: the days Lamaila and the days Lamata. And Shabbos is Mashpia Panasa, side Lamaila and side Lamata. That's the Nekuda of Shabbos. That's what it says in Zohar Kodesh. Everybody could look up the Zohar and see the Lashonis of the Zohar that's printed in every Zemiris. In Sefer Shai Lamoira on Shabbos, he says, Shabbos Kala Malkisa is Begematria 2 times Kihi Mekar Abracha. Which means that the Mekar Abracha is a double Mekar Abracha. As we just said, there's a Mekar Abracha Lamaila, and there's a Mekar Abracha Lamata. It sounds like a very interesting Gematria, but what do we have from this Gematria? Why does it lie in Shabbos Kala Malkisa, this thing? I think we can say a Neuridike Nekuda, only B'schus HaRabim, that we can say a Nekuda Nifla. In Sosemes, in Lukutim brings the Inyan that Chazal wa Mesakin Sheva Brachis, Daika Ambiches Hamozim. What is the Inyan that on Chasana Sheva Brachis is Daika on Birchas Hamozen? For what reason is it Daika on Birchas Hamozen? And he says that it says in Svarim Agadashim, meaning mostly in Svarim of Chelek HaNister in Torah, that the Panosa comes B'Koyach HaIsha. The Inyan of Panosa in Abayis comes B'Koyach HaIsha. The Mashpo of Panosa in Abayis is B'Koyach the Isha and the Abayis. She's the one who brings the Shefa of Panosa, and that's why the Inyan is Daika on Birchas Hamozin, which is the Inyan of Panosa, which comes with Chus Aisha. As I state in Sasemes in Lukutim, on the Inyan of Nisuin. Oibazai Fashteach, that Shabbos, that's a Pchin of Kala Malkisa, Shabbos Kala Malkisa, that the Mashah says that that's the Zivug of the Isha with the Baal. We are Kaviyachal, Klal Yisrael is Kaviyachal, the Baal. And Shabbos is Ateres Baila, Boi B'Sholem Ateres Baila. Shabbos is the Ateres of the Baal. Shabbos is the Zivug of the Baal. The Zivug is Mishpia Panosa. So Daike, in the words of Shabbos Kala Malkisa, is very Mechuvin, what the Shaila Meira says, that there is Merumes the Gematria, that Shabbos is 2 times Kihi Mekar Abracha. Meaning it's the Mekar Abracha del Eila, and Mekar Abracha de Lesata. So we know why this Remez is in the right place. We will soon see much more in this Remez, what it lies in it. But first we will see another Davan Nifla that he says. The Achaim HaKadosh in Parashas Veschanan, on the Pasuk of V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, he says that the Cheshek HaAdam in this world has three things that a person wants in this world. A person wants Chayim, a person wants Bonim, and a person wants Mezeinus. As we know, Bonim, Chayim, Mezeinus, the three things that there are in the world, those are the three things that a person wants in the world. Those are the three Ritzeinus that he wants in the world. Shteitin Shai Lameira, something that maybe all of us should remember when it comes Shabbos, how much different our Shabbos should be when we realize what we could be Zeicha through Shabbos Kedish. That means Shabbos Kala Malkasa is the Gematria. Listen to a beautiful Gematria. Chayim Tovim Aruchim, that is Chayim. Bonim Tovim Tzadikim Upanasa Tova. That is Shabbos. That is Boi Shabbos Malkasa. Again, just that everybody should remember it and Chazer is good time. Boi Shabbos Malkasa. Twice Kiim Mekar HaBarach, as we said, the Shoresh of all Barachites. What are the Barachites that a person needs? Bona Chaya Mezeina, Chayim Tovim Aruchim, Bonim Tovim V'Tzadikim, and Parnosa Tov. You could put the Vav here, you could put the Vav there. It's all the same. The Heilige Rebbe Abeli Melech in Parashat Truma says that that's what Chazal say, Bona Chaya Umezeina B'Mazla Talya. He says, you know what Mazla is? Mazla means Shabbos. Why does Mazla mean Shabbos? Because the Heilige Noam Elimelech. Why does it say Mazla? It should say in the Gemara, Bona Chayo Mezoina, B'mazl Tali. Why does it say B'mazla with an Aleph? Because Mazla with an Aleph, if you write Mazla with an Aleph, it's B'gematria Lechem, it's B'gematria three times Shemavaya. But the Heilige Noam Elimelech and Pashas Truma, there are three Sudis in Shabbos. Every Suda is one Shemavaya, and every Suda is Mashpia, one of the three things. One is Mashpia Bona, one is Mashpia Chaya, and one is Mashpia Mezoina, and that's when Chazal said, Bona Chaya Mezoina, but Mazla Talia, Chazal hid what they wanted. Chazal Be'emes meant it's Tali in Shabbos. They didn't tell it to you openly, they told it to you in a remez of B'mazla, says the Noam HaMelech, that Mazla is three times Shemavaya, and Tzmeram is on the three Sudis of Shabbos. Adava Nifla. So we realize what Shabbos Malkisa is, that Shabbos, which is the Zivug, the Isha Kaviyachal, the Kala, from Kalal Yisrael, a Kala is Mashpia Parnosa. So Shabbos is Mashpia Parnosa. Maybe we can go further and say more than that. Shabbos is higher than all Mazolis. In the world, there are Sheva Koichvei Leches. Sheva Koichvei Leches, Shatzam Chantal, those who know the Sheva Koichvei Leches, are the seven Koichovim that are Mashpia, all the Mazolis in the world. The Yudbeit Mazolis are taller than the Sheva Koichvei Leches. The Sheva Koichvei Leches are Shatzam Chantal, Shapsoi, Tzedek, Madim, Chankal, Ischamo, Noiga, Koichov, Levona. Those are the Sheva Koichvei Leches. The Sheva Koichvei Leches is up to 1248. That's where the Ashpa of the world comes from. All the Sheva of Umes Ha'olam, all the Sheva in the Derech HaTeva comes from the Sheva Koichvei Leches. We take Ashpa from Shabbos. Re'ei Dava Pele. Shabbos Kala Malkisa is the Gematria 1248. The Gematria is the same as the Sheva Koichvei Leches. Das heißt, the company of the Sheva Koichvei Leches. Kehime Koir Abracha. The Sheva of Shabbos comes from a different place. Comes from Eivishten, from Mazla, from the Drei Shem Havayis. It comes from a different Mazel. It comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It comes direct from the Eivishten Dashpa from Shabbos and not from the Sheva Koichvei Leches. And what is it, Tali? And what is it, Tali? Re'ei, another Dava Pele in Chochmas HaGematria. I'm sorry that I'm saying so many Gematrias. Of every Gematria that we are saying, we hope that it's Mechuvan. I think that all of them are Mechuvan 100%. And I think that it's not only Mechuvan, but everyone has a limit to it. Shomer Shabbos is also 1248. That means that the way as much a person waits for Shabbos holy, Shomer is a Lashon of Yoshev Umetzapeh. Shomer means he waits for the Shabbos. As much as a person waits for the Shabbos, that's how much the Shabbos is Mekor HaBaracha. If a person realizes that the Shabbos is the Shefa from the whole week, then he waits for Shabbos. If a person thinks Tarechi Boitzim Yodi is what brings him his Panasa, then he has no reason to wait for Shabbos. Shabbos only is going to stir him his Panasa, he takes off a day. But if he realizes that everything comes from Shabbos, then a person is a Shomer Shabbos. He waits for the Shabbos, he has a Tzipui to the Shabbos. If that's the Shomer Shabbos, that's Boyu Vunete Lekriyat Shabbos Kala Malkasa, go out Lekriyat Shabbos Kala Malkasa. That means you should be a Shomer Shabbos, you should go out to the Shabbos, you should wait for the Shabbos. And that's the Nekuda, that Shomer Shabbos is the Gematria Shabbos Kala Malkasa, and that's the Nekuda that the Panosa comes Daika from being a Shomer Shabbos, Daika from waiting for Shabbos. Thus is the Nekuda. Thus is the Nekuda. It says in Svarim also, Adavar Nifla, Kavod Shabbos. A person has two mitzvahs on Shabbos. One mitzvah is Einik Shabbos, one mitzvah is Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is Rosh Teves. Adavar Nifla, I don't remember where it says in Akadmain. Kavod Shabbos is Rosh Teves, the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh. Kol Birchoyen de Le'elo Vitzato, Biyoimo Shviya Talyon. Again, Kavod is Rosh Teves, Kol Birchoyen de Le'elo Vitzato, Shabbos, Biyoimo Shviya Talyon. So Kavod Shabbos, so what is the word? Also we have to say Epshat in this Rosh Teves, it shouldn't just be Dover Yofa, and should be something nice to say over. The Briskei Rav says, what's the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Einik Shabbos? Look at the Briskei Rav, everybody knows. Kavod Shabbos comes before Shabbos. Einik Shabbos comes on Shabbos. Hadlokas Ner is Kavod Shabbos, because he prepared before Shabbos to be Mechavod the Shabbos. Kum Techayis said, the Kavod Shabbos is a b'china of going out the Boye Venete Likras Shabbos, Malkala Malkasa, is a b'china of Kavod Shabbos, that you go before Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, that he went out before Shabbos and waited for the Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. If you want to know where the Matanasa from Shabbos comes from, it comes from Kavod Shabbos. If you have Kavod for Shabbos, and you wait for the Shabbos before Shabbos, and you prepare for the Shabbos, that is Kavod Chosan de la'elo v'tata, is b'yoy m'shvi italyon. That's why Kavod Shabbos is this Rosh Tevis. It stems with what we're saying, that Shomer Shabbos brings the panasa, the kihi mekor habracha, double the Shomer Shabbos. That comes from what? All comes from this nekuda, that as much as a person has Kavod for Shabbos, and looks out for the Shabbos, and has a tzipui for the Shabbos, and has a koyach to wait for the Shabbos, and knows that the Shabbos is taken the mekor habracha, that's as much as the person is zeicha, that the Shabbos should be mashpia baracha. Maybe with that, we understand the Chofetz Chaim said a sgula of preparing that the person should see to it that before Chatzos Hayom, the table should be covered, ready for Shabbos, and he said it's a sgula for Parnasa. Maybe we understand now a very poshut pshat that the inyan of Kavod Shabbos and waiting for Shabbos and preparing for Shabbos, that shaft that the Shabbos should be the Mekor HaBaracha, and then it comes to Lo'al Piderech HaTeva. It doesn't come anymore from the Mazel and the Mazalot, and from that it comes in completely a different oifen. That is Nekuda Aleph. Nekuda Beis that we are going to talk about today, and that will be enough for now. Another Nekuda that we can talk about, we spoke about it in Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad, and we will speak about it now in Boye V'Shalom Ateres Bala Si Dvarim Nifloim. Let me just try to find where it is. In Sefer from B'nai Shilashim from the Kosnia, when he talks about L'Chadoidi, we spoke that there are words that have all the same gematria. L'Kras Tala is 786, this we spoke in the first year, 786. We spoke Shomer V'Zachar with Nkoilel is 786. Now we have a new one. Ateres Baila is also 786. Ateres Baila is also 786. What is this 786 Meramis? What does it have to do? What is here so many times? I can show you more times, but it's enough for now. 786. Shomer Bezachar is 786 with the Koilel. And then we have the new thing, Ateres Bailo, is also 786. What is the Nekuda that is 786? You could go and say more Mekairis. I don't want to go now more into it. You know that there is a Nekuda in this world that we have to put together the Guf and the Neshama. It says in Pasik. It says in Pasik, we say it every Shabbos Vamincha. It's Koscha Kahar Rekel. Adam ubehema eitz koski harekel mishpotecha tohim rabba Adam ubehema teshia Hashem. We will go and talk about this pasuk for two reasons. One, because of tzitzoscha. One, what's negayah to now. And the third reason is because the Eibishter sent me Moshe Shabbos a meridike matana on this pasuk. There is an Adam and a behema. Adam is meramis to the kerech haneshama, the aleph that's metzurif to the dam. Thus is the neshama. Behema is the guf. The guf is a nefesh abahamiyas. The Gemara says, Gimel Dvarim, Nidma Adam ki behema. That's the guf, that's the nefesh abahamiyas. There are two things that a person has. Tzitzkoscha tahare reikel. A person has to be makir, the how much the Eibishter gives us. Tzitzkoscha tahare reikel. The neider v'oyim, the tzitzok is what the Eibishter gives us. What is that mechai of a person? It's a mechai of a person called a neshama tahalal ka. A kol neshima v'neshima ta'alel ka. If you realize tzitzkoscha k'harei keil, then your neshama, which is the mahalal to the Eibishter, keil neshama ta'alel ka, has to be mahalal a kol neshima v'neshima. How many neshimas does a person have in an hour? 1,080 neshimas in an hour, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Tzitzkoscha k'harei keil is begematria 1,080. Thus mechayiv the keil neshama ta'alel ka. Noch dem is all noch a chaylik from the world. Mishpatecha otayim rabba. Noyerdiki mishpatim on the world. Noyerdiki yisurim on the world. Why is that for? That's that the guf should be makabal the Eibishter. That's that the guf should be moisa nefesh to the Eibishter. That's why mishpatecha otayim rabba is the gematri yeshma yisrael Hashem elikein v'Hashem echot. The tachlis of the mishpatecha otayim rabba is that you should be able to be makabal Oil Malchus Shemayim with the goof should be Mekabal Oil Malchus Shemayim. You should realize it's one less. You should be Mekabal, the goof should be Mekabal the Oil Malchus Shemayim. Thus is Mishpatech HaTayim Rabba. It's that is now Adam Ubehema Teshi Hashem. David used to help both of them. He helped the Adam and he helped the Behema. The Adam, the Neshama, came out through the Tzitzkoscha K'harei Keil. The Neshama came out through the goof came out through the Mishpatech HaTayim Rabba, for Adam ubehema, side of Adam and side of behema is Teshia Hashem. That is the erste Sach. Zweite, Adam ubehema is the chibur of Guf and Neshama. That is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is the day that the Guf and the Neshama come together. They come together. What do they make the Guf and the behema? They make a shutfis, the Guf and the behema. That's when they have a Yeshua. Teshia is the gematria 786. Thus is the Teshia that happens when the Guf and the Neshama come together. When the Guf and the Neshama come together, the Adam and Behema, when they come together, that's when you have Teshia. Thus is Shabbos. Shomai V'Zachar, 786. L'chadoidi L'kras Kala, 786. Ateres Bailo, 786. Alt Meramis to sein, that what is Shabbos? Shabbos is Yoimah, the Neshmasin, the day that the Neshama and the Guf come together. L'kovid, the last week in Svira that we start tonight, we finished 6 weeks in Svira, we're going into the last week in Svira. The Shem of the last week in Svira is Shabbaseinu Kabel Ushma Takeseinu Yodea Talumes. That's the last Shem, the greatest Sachos Kenazayim. Come to the last week in Svira that Medavan and Merzik Divok. For this week is Shabbaseinu Kabel Ushma Takeseinu Yodea Talumes. Divok Datog Avoch, that the Tfilos become Skabel. We have to elevate our Darga Tfilah this week. What is the Shem? Shein Kuf Vav Tzadik Yud Tov. That's the Shem that comes out from Shabbaseinu 906. Adam of Yehema Teshia Hashem with the Koilo is the Gematria 906. If we do the Avod of Svira, what's the Avod of Svira? We come to the last week. What do we have to get to the last week? We started with Machol Se'olim, with Machol Behema. We're ending next week, we're going to have Machol Chitim Shtei Alechem. has to become Adam u'Behema. This is the week that the Adam u'Behema to Shia Hashem, and that you have Shabbos Heinu Kaver. Every week there's 7 days, there's also the seven Shemesh. Shabbos is the Shem of Shabbos Heinu Kaver. There's seven Shemesh in Anu B'Choyach. Shabbos is the Shem of Shabbos Heinu Kaver in the week. Why? Because Adam u'Behema to Shia Hashem Shabbos. Because Shabbos you have the Chibur of Guf and Neshama. So you zoicha to the Adam Mehema to Shia Hashem, so the Eibishter hears your tefillahs, even if you can't daven on Shabbos. You're there, talumos. The Eibishter hears the tefillahs that you don't say, because Shabbos you can't be mevakesh. Shabbos is blyped, it's talumos. It's blyped hidden by you, your tefillahs. From there, it's wegen Shabboseinu, kavel u'shmatza keseinu. The Eibishter hears our tefillahs, the behalten the tefillahs, that are hidden, that we can't even say those tefillahs. Still we zoicha to Yeshua Shabbos, the koyach that we elevate ourselves Shabbos, that the shomer v'zochar, the likras kalo, the teretz bailo, everything comes together, and then we are zoicha to that nekuda of achdus of guf and neshama, and we are zoicha to the Adam u'behema to Shia Hashem.